This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Was Jesus religious? It sounds like a silly question, but Jesus routinely opposed religious leaders while he walked the earth. Stay tuned, I'll tell you why. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Those are the words of Jesus Christ, recorded in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 20. So why would Jesus say something so critical of the established religious leaders of his day? Who were these Pharisees anyway, and what was so wrong about what they did? In a word, they were hypocrites, which is an English word that comes to us from ancient Greek. That original word meant a stage actor. A theatrical actor is someone who plays a role, who pretends to be someone he is not. So a hypocrite is someone pretending or playing a role. Jesus was consistently critical of anyone trying to look pious or religious when they were only doing it for show, to be thought well of by the public. In reality, the Pharisees of the first century in Jerusalem were mostly holding to their own made-up, invented additions to the Old Testament law, and they were trying to keep every last detail of their rules in order to appear very righteous. Listen to this passage from Matthew chapter 23. Hear what Jesus had to say about them. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they do not practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra-wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra-long tassels, and they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in the seats of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces, and to be called rabbi. Do not let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. And don't address anyone here on earth as Father, for only God in heaven is your Father. And don't let anyone call you teacher, for you have only one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be a servant, but those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You won't go in yourselves, and you won't let others enter either. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you cross land and sea to make one convert, and then you turn that person into twice the child of hell you yourselves are. Blind guides, what sorrow awaits you? For you say that it means nothing to swear by God's temple, but that it is binding to swear by the gold in the temple. Blind fools, which is more important, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? And you say that to swear by the altar is not binding, but to swear by the gifts on the altar is binding. How blind! For which is more important, the gift on the altar or the altar that makes the gift sacred? When you swear by the altar, you are swearing by it and everything on it. And when you swear by the temple, you are swearing by it and by God who lives in it. And when you swear by heaven, you are swearing by the throne of God and by God who sits on the throne. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. You should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things. Blind guides, you strain your water so you won't accidentally swallow a gnat, but you swallow a camel. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first wash the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will become clean too. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity. Outwardly, you look like righteous people, but inwardly, your hearts are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness. What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build tombs for the prophets your ancestors killed, and you decorate the monuments of the godly people your ancestors destroyed. Then you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would never have joined them in killing the prophets. But in saying that, you testify against yourselves that you are indeed the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead and finish what your ancestors started. Snakes, son of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of hell? Well, that was Jesus speaking about the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23. So, what does any of this have to do with you and me? How is this relevant today to us? Many people appear to be fine, moral, upstanding citizens who are kind to their neighbors, honest in business, and good and decent family members. But their exterior appearance does not always match what goes on when no one is looking at them. Even if they manage to control themselves at home, in private, the core of their being, who they really are inside, in their heart of hearts, is evil and corrupt. True righteousness only comes from a true, sincere, faith relationship with Jesus Christ, who through His Holy Spirit gives us both true righteous standing with God and the power to live real, honest, sincere lives. The power to really be the same inside as we appear outside. Here is a verse in 2 Corinthians where the Apostle Paul refers to God causing Jesus to bear the sins of all who would believe in Him so that believers could have real righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." The Bible explains that the Old Testament law came to an end or was fulfilled ultimately in Jesus Christ. Romans 10:4 puts it this way, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Jesus told His listeners to respect the scribes and Pharisees due to their position of authority, but not to emulate them, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. Again, that's Matthew 23. The scribes and Pharisees were supposed to know God and help others know Him and follow His ways. Instead, the religious leaders added to God's law, making it cumbersome and an onerous burden. They did not follow God with a pure heart. Their religion was not true worship of God. Rather, it was rooted in a prideful heart. The Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave emphasizes the true intent of the law over the letter of the law. The scribes and Pharisees emphasized the letter, completely missing its spirit. The words of Jesus are harsh because there was so much at stake. Those who followed the Pharisees and scribes were being kept from following God. So much of the teaching in the day of Jesus was in direct contradiction of the Word of God. The religious leaders made a mockery out of following God. They did not truly understand God's ways. They led others away from God. Jesus' desire was that people would come to know God and be reconciled in Him. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Unlike the burdens the scribes and Pharisees laid on the people in a human effort to gain reconciliation with God, Jesus gives true rest. The religious leaders spread lies, covered in a veneer of godliness. Jesus spoke harshly against them because he came to bring life. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come so that they may have life and may have it abundantly." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people, everywhere. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, in the words of Jesus himself. "But the time is coming, indeed, it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."